Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
It all starts with building relationships, getting commitments, building a foundation, then going and having an outstanding work ethic. We saw that firsthand last Friday night as Scott Fisher got that W in his debut game as a head football coach at Edgewood. That hadn't happened in 39 years. A former football coach, a longtime administrator at Edgewood, Jerry Bland, is the new AD.
When you get the kids to believe in you and believe in the system, then they'll run through the wall for you. And weight room's phenomenal. I can't remember off the top of my head, I think there's 8 stations. You complete everything you do in one station, so then you break that out with 4 or 5 athletes, so you're running 50, 60 athletes through in an hour, getting a great workout in. And we have Gabe Turner and Kyle Walters running that, kind of headlining our strength program. Our coaches are buying in. We got all kinds of athletes in there from all sports. So as we continue to get that buy-in from our kids, we're going to continue to excel athletically.
Director of Athletics at Edgewood High School, Jerry Bland, the red and black, athletically, on solid ground, and in good hands. Reds, Angels tonight, 9:08 pregame, here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it's game week for Steve Aird, 6th Indiana volleyball squad. The Indiana Invite is coming up this weekend with New Hampshire kicking things off Friday night at 7 at the Wilk, Wilkinson Hall. You know, Steve is about as candid an individual as you'll find. You know, he's not playing any cupcakes. To be the best playing in the nation's best league, you got to play the best.
I want to play good teams. You know, we're heading out to Long Beach to play Washington and UCLA, and I don't want to duck people. I think it's about you're either good or you're not. The goal is to get good. I want to give us the opportunity to compete against the best. This is the wrong conference and the wrong sport if you don't want the smoke. You got to go and find it and be okay with it.
Well, Steve has his most veteran team, what, with 10 juniors and 12 seniors on the team, including 6 entering either their 4th or 5th year of collegiate volleyball. Also in the weekend field, Southern Indiana and Radford on Saturday at 10 and 7 o'clock, respectively. Monday, only the 4th, the rainout in Anaheim in 28 years. We'll try tonight with Tommy Thrall's pregame at 9:08. Reds a game out in the NL wildcard spot. They're a game behind the Cubs, 4 behind the Milwaukee Brewers to begin the week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.